问安。
This morning, the topic for our mutual encouragement is to the rock that is higher than I.
今天与大家分享的就是比我更高的磐石。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 61.
我们看诗篇第六十一篇。
The book of Psalms chapter 61.
诗篇第六十一篇
verse 2.
第二节。
Psalms chapter 61, verse 2.
诗篇六十一篇第二节。第二节，我心里发昏的时候，我要从地极求告你。求你领我到那比我更高的磐石。
This is the prayer of David.
这就是大卫的祷告。
David is a man of God's heart.
大卫是一个合神心意的人。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because he is also a man of prayer.
因为他也是一个常常祷告的人。
He knows how to pray to God when in times of trouble.
他知道在面临困难的时候如何懂得求告神。
He knows how to touch God with his prayer.
他懂得用他的祷告感动神。
He knows how to rely on God.
他也懂得依靠神。
In this verse, it tells us his situation.
在这一章经节里面告诉我们他当时所处的环境。
That when his heart has fainted within him.
就是他心里发昏了。
From the end of the earth, I'll call upon you.
因为他要从地极就求告神。
Please lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
那求神领他到那比他更高的磐石。
The topic comes from this verse.
那我们今天所讲的主题呢，就从这里拿出来的。
To the rock that is higher than I.
就是比我更高的磐石。
When you are fainted in your heart.
当你心里发昏的时候。
When you are in troubles.
当你心里作难的时候。
When you are in trials.
当你遇到这个试炼的时候。
You have to go to the rock that is higher than yourself.
那你就要跑到比你更高的磐石上。
Why will David use this description?
为什么大卫用这样子来描述呢？
In the past, when the people traveling far away, they have to walk through the land of the wilderness.
那以前的人，当他们要出门远行，他们都要经过这些旷野路。
Especially in the land of Palestine.
尤其是在巴勒斯坦地。
Many areas which is wilderness.
那很多地方都是这些旷野。
And sometimes it could be very dry.
有些地方是非常干旱的
and it's very flat.
也是很平坦的
and when you are walking in this kind of situation,
在这种这样子的路面上行走的时候
when the heat, the sun are scorching upon you,
当太阳的那个热量照到你身上的时候
you feel very dry and thirsty.
你觉得很干而且觉得很渴
and sometimes you lost your way,
甚至会失去方向
because as we said, the wilderness is very flat. Sometimes you don't know your orientation.
因为这个旷野是很平坦的，所以你很难分出方向。
And of course, in the wilderness, there are a lot of wild beasts.
而且在旷野也有很多这些野兽。
For example, lion.
比如说狮子。
If you're walking on a journey, you saw a lion, it's not something good.
如果在这个道路上遇到狮子就不是好事。
If you want to sleep at night, there's a beast nearby you, it's not good, you may be his dinner.
如果你在晚上睡觉，如果有这些野兽在你旁边，也不是很好，可能你会成为它的晚餐。
But can you imagine when a tiring sojourner traveler suddenly saw a big rock in front of him?
你可以想想一下，那当一个非常疲累的这个远行者忽然间看到有一个很高大的磐石。
And this rock is not like a stone.
这个磐石不是一块石头
It's not a small rock.
不是一个小石子
But this rock could be like as big as a house.
这个磐石的大呢大到好像一栋房子那么大
And high is maybe a few story high.
很可能是几层楼高
And when you climb on it,
如果你爬上去
And suddenly you feel different.
那爬到上面你就觉得非常不同了
Because you feel secure.
因为你在那边觉得安全
And then when you're up there, you look at all the direction, you know where you should be going.
那从高处你可以看到你的方向，就知道自己要朝哪个方向去行走。
And when the sun is scorching, you sit beside a rock, you under the shade, you feel less heat.
那在大太阳照耀的时候，如果你是坐在这个磐石的旁边，因为有这个阴凉的地方让你遮阴，你就觉得很舒服了。
So the traveler, when they saw a big rock in the middle of nowhere, they'll be very happy.
所以当一个远行者在这个旷野上忽然间看到有一块大磐石，他们是非常高兴的。
Because the rock can provide three things to him.
当然，这个磐石也可以向他提供三样事情。
That first is protection.
第一就是保护。
Second is reliance.
第二就是依靠。
Third one is direction.
第三就是方向。
So David used this rock as an analogy to compare to God.
所以大卫就用了这个磐石来代表，来，对不起，来影视是神。
So today we also study this perspective.
所以今天我们也从这个角度去做查考。
God could be your rock.
所以神可以是你的磐石。
Of salvation.
就是你救恩的磐石。
First, he can provide you protection in times of need.
就是在你需要的时候，他能够保护你。
Just like David, he experienced God's protection.
就好像大卫，他就感受到神的保护了。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 20.
我们看撒母耳记上第二十节。
First Samuel chapter 20.
撒母耳记上第二十节。
二十章。
哎，对不起，第二十章。撒母耳记上第二十章。
First Samuel chapter 20, verse 3.
第三节。撒母耳记上第二十章第三节。撒母耳记上二十章第三节，大卫又启示说：“你父亲，准知我在你面前蒙恩，他心里说，不如不叫约拿单知道，恐怕他愁烦。我指着永生的耶和华，又敢在你面前启示，我离死不过一步。”
Here is the speech that David told Jonathan, his best friend.
这里是大卫跟他的好朋友约拿单所说的话。
Jonathan was the son of Saul, King Saul.
那约拿单是扫罗王的儿子。
Now King Saul wanted to kill David out of jealousy.
那么扫罗因为嫉妒的原因要杀大卫。
Even though David did a good job to the country,
虽然大卫为他的国家做了很多好事。
And did a good job for King Saul and killed Goliath the giant.
也为扫罗做了好事，把这个巨人哥利亚打倒。
But because of jealousy,
可是因为嫉妒的原因。
King Saul see nothing but just want to kill him.
扫罗所看到的就是要把大卫打弄死。
So David run from the sight of Saul.
所以大卫就从扫罗的面前逃离了。
But King Saul have to want to pursue him.
可是扫罗还是要追杀他。
Now David said to Jonathan.
所以大卫对约拿单说
，I can swear before you.
我可以起誓对你说
，It's just one step away from death.
其实我只是离死不过一步。
Sometimes our life is just like one step away from death.
有时候我们的生命就是离死那么的差一步。
Don't think our life is very stable, very secure.
所以不要自以为我们的生命是非常的安稳，非常的平稳。
Every time when you're sitting on your car,
每次当你坐在车上的时候
，you're driving in the highway.
你在这个高速公路上行走的时候
，going 120, 130, sometimes you're speeding a little bit, right? Because everybody are speeding.
因为每个人都跑得很快，可能你也正在跑到120、130。
You just make sure there's no police, right?
只是要确保没有警察在那里就
是了。Even if you're going 100,
即使是你在跑100公里/小时
if suddenly your car lose control,
忽然间如果你失去控制
，you hit anything,
你撞到任何东西
，you just be finished,
那你就完了。
It's just one step away.
其实只是差那一步。
Anything can happen.
什么事情都可能发生。
When you fly in an airplane.
比如说你坐飞机
Sometimes you are watching a movie or you are sleeping.
你在睡觉在看电视
You don't know what happened.
你也不知道外面发生什么事
You feel very secure.
你觉得很安全
But you could be just one step away from death.
其实你只是离死就差那一步
If engine failure.
如果那个引擎有问题
Or if there's a bomb in the plane that explode.
或者是在这个飞机上有炸弹爆炸了
Just like a few weeks ago, there was a plane from Russia carrying tourists from Egypt going back home.
就好像在上几个星期有一架俄罗斯的飞机就是把游客从埃及载回去俄罗斯。
The terrorists put a bomb in there, just explode.
那极端分子就是把炸弹放在飞机上一爆炸。
224 people just die.
200多人就这样子失去生命。
So actually our life actually is always just one step away from death.
其实我们的生命常常都是离死只不过是差一步。
If not for God's protection,
如果没有神的保护
we cannot even survive the next minute.
我们在下一秒钟也可能不能活命。
But David knows.
但是大卫他知道
Even though I'm one step away from death,
即使是我离死不过一步
，But God is my rock.
可是神却是我的磐石。
God is my salvation.
神是我的救恩。
So that's why he always rely on God.
所以他常常都依靠神。
He always pray to God.
他常常向神祈求。
He's not afraid.
他不害怕。
Because he saw the rock.
因为他已经看到磐石了。
There may be many beasts try to devour him.
很可能有很多野兽要吞噬他。
Many enemies try to destroy him.
很多敌人想毁灭他。
But he saw this rock.
可是他看到这个磐石。
He climbed up there.
他只要爬上磐石。
There's no lion can touch him.
就没有任何狮子可以碰到他了。
There's no trouble can devour him.
就没有任何事情可以把他吞吃。
Because he has the rock which is higher than him.
因为他爬上那比他更高的磐石。
Today, brothers and sisters, have you seen this rock?
今天弟兄姐妹们，你有看到这磐石吗
？This rock is our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个磐石就是我们的主耶稣基督。
He is our true God. He is our Savior.
他就是我们的真神，是我们的救主。
He is higher than you.
他比你更高。
But sometimes we are in trouble. We don't look to that rock.
可是很多时候，当我们遇到问题的时候，我们却不看这个磐石。
We use our thinking. We use our brain. We use our experience.
我们用我们的思想，用我们的经验
，so that we try to solve our problem.
想要去解决我们的问题。
But David, he knows that he should trust in this rock.
可是大卫他知道他可以信赖这一个磐石。
In dangerous situation,
尤其是在危难的时候。
There was a couple,
有一对夫妻
who went for a dream cruise ship journey.
他们去坐这个游轮去游玩。
Because this couple is a retired couple, they like to go everywhere to sightseeing.
因为他们已经退休了，所以他们很喜欢。到很多地方去旅游。
And then when they were on the cruise,
当他们在这个游轮上的时候
，in the middle of the Indian Ocean,
那在这个印度洋的中间。
And then suddenly one day in the cruise ship they heard a big explosion sound, boom.
那在游轮上，他们忽然间听到有一个大响声，就是砰一声。
And then the whole cruise ship lost power.
那整个游轮就失去了这个能量。
It's not moving anywhere, just floating on the ocean.
那整个游轮在海上漂浮不能够继续向前行。
And there's no electricity.
因为没有了电。
So they cannot stay in the room.
他们也不能够留在房子里面。
And they heard the announcement from the captain.
然后那船长呢就做出报告。
You know, the captain said, we have an explosion in the generator.
船长说我们在那个发动机上有这个爆炸。
So the cruise ship has lost power.
所以呢，致使到这游轮现在失去了这个这个能。
And everybody
力量。
Everybody have to go to the deck.
那所以每个人都必须要跑到那个甲板上。
And we have to be waiting for rescue.
来等待被拯救。
But to make things worse.
可是事情变得更糟了。
Because they are in the middle of the Indian Ocean.
为什么事情变得更糟呢？因为他们现在正在这个印度洋的这个海洋当中。
And at that time period, there's a lot of pirates coming from Somalia.
而且当时在索马利亚有很多这些海盗也在周边游行。
And the Somalia pirates, they capture other ship and they go very far to try to plunder other big vessel.
而这些海盗呢，他们都会跑到很远的地方去。去打劫这些船。
So that cruise ship stopped in the Indian Ocean.
所以这个游轮现在停在这个印度洋
的
海中。
Lose power.
没有了电力。
And then they are floating.
而且漂浮在海上。
They could wait days before anybody come to the rescue.
所以呢，要等待有拯救队伍来，可能要等到几天。
So everybody on the cruise ship got kind of panic.
所以每个在游轮上的乘客都非常的害怕。
What if this moment, no, any pirate come, we'll just be captured.
如果在这个时候有任何的这些海盗来呢，我们都会被他们抓去。
Wow, so everybody was so worried.
所以每个人都很害怕。
But this couple, which is our member,
可是这对夫妻，因为他们是我们的信徒
，they trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们依靠主耶稣基督。
The husband told the wife.
那这做丈夫的告诉他的妻子。
We are in the middle of the nowhere.
我们现在在这个海洋中间
，maybe surrounded by pirates，
很可能周围都有被这些海盗所包围着。
But now we must pray to God。
可是现在我们要向神祈求。
Our life is in God's hand，
因为我们的生命都在神的手中。
If the God doesn't allow, nothing will happen to us。
如果神不愿意，没有任何事情可以发生在我们身上。
God is bigger, stronger than the pirates。
因为神比这些海盗更加有能力。
God is bigger than the ocean, stronger than the ocean。
因为神的能力比这海洋更大。
So the husband encouraged the wife。
所以这做丈夫的就这样子勉励自己的妻子。
And they waited, and they waited in the cruise.
所以他们一直在这个游轮上等待。
And when they slept on the deck,
他们只能够睡在甲板上。
Almost like at least 3 days, 3 nights.
就是三天三夜都留在甲板上。
Wow, and then one night they sat sleeping, lying on the deck, they saw the heavens, they saw the skies.
有一天他们睡在甲板上的时候，他们 就是看到举目看到这个天。
So many stars on the skies.
天上有很多的星星。
And they tell each other, "Wow, this is a wonderful view, right?"
他们这样子彼此说，你看这个这是个景象多么的美丽。
We see the ceiling. The ceiling is the universe.
我们看到了这个这个
那个天花板。
天花板就是这个宇宙。
Wow, the sky is so beautiful.
所以呢，这个天是多么的美丽。
That's even better than the first class room.
那比那个头等舱更加好。
They even enjoy that 3 days.
他们在那三天都非常的享受。
And after 3 days, eventually another ship came to rescue them.
三天以后真的有船来救他们了。
And during that 3 days, nothing happened. There's no pirate, no nothing.
那在三天里面也没有任何事情发生，也没有海盗过来。
But our couples, our brother and sister, they already found the rock.
可是我们这对弟兄姐妹们夫妻。弟兄姐妹夫妻他们已经找到磐石。
Because they know the Lord is with us.
因为他们知道神与他们同在。
Even if there's anything happen,
如果有任何事情发生，
the rock is still with us.
这个磐石还是与我们同在。
You can trust in him.
你可以信靠他。
You don't have to worry.
不需要担心。
That is the wonderful things that is provided for us today.
所以今天这奇妙的东西已经为我们存留了。
Let's turn to Psalm 69, verse 2.
我们再看诗篇第六十九篇第二节。
Psalm 69, verse 2.
诗篇第六十九篇的第二节。
Psalm 69, verse 2.
诗篇第六十九篇第二节。第二节，我现在沉于泥中，没有立脚之地。我到了深水中，大水漫过我身。
This is to describe another situation.
这里也描述了另一种情况。
If you read from verse 1,
如果我们从第一节读，
says God, please save me, deliver me, because water will try to swallow me.
第一节这里说，神啊，求你救我，因为重水要淹没我。
I'm in the middle of this mud. There's no place I can stand my feet.
我现在这个沉于泥中，没有立脚之地。
What does it mean?
是什么意思呢？
This means he's sinking in the depth of sin.
就是说他在这个罪恶之中要沉沦了。
This is even worse than the physical enemies.
这种这样子的敌人比这个肉体上的敌人更加可怕。
We mentioned about the first enemy, for example, danger, or people try to kill you.
我们刚才读过的，我们提过的第一种敌人就是那种所谓的危险，有人想要杀害你。
Those enemies are terrible, are dreadful, but actually it's not the most terrible.
那这种这样子的敌人看起来是很可怕，其实也不那么可怕。
Yeah, devil can maybe kill your body.
他们可能杀的是你的身体
，but they can never kill your soul.
可是却不能够杀你的灵魂。
But sin can drag you down to hell.
可是这个罪呢，却能够把你拉下这个罪的深渊。
Have you ever seen the quicksand? The quicksand in the desert?
你有看过在这个沙漠上这种
浮沙
浮沙吗？沙的雪沫吗
？For example, there's a certain kind of mud or sand, right? If you step into it, the sand will suck you into it.
如果你踩到这个沙的漩涡，它就会把你拉进去，拉下去。
You're never able to get out.
你甚至不能够跑出来。
You may say, "Oh, I can swim."
你可能说我懂得游泳。
There's no way.
可是在这种情况下是没办法的。
The more you struggle, the faster you go down.
那你越挣扎，你陷下去的那个速度就越快。
Because there's no point for you to stand and to grab something.
而且你手上或者也没有也不能够抓任何东西，你的脚也不能够踩踏到任何东西。
If you're in this kind of situation, you'll just be sucked into the bottom and disappear.
所以在这种情况之下，你只能够被那个沙一直拉下去，然后慢慢的在世上消失。
Sin is just like this.
所以罪恶也是如此。
Sin devoured the whole world.
因为这个罪已经吞吃了这个世界。
The whole world is under the influence of sin.
因为整个世界都被罪所影响。
Look at our society.
我们今天看我们的社会。
Yes, we are in one of the freest society in the whole world.
我们今天是活在一个其中一个最有自由的社会里面。
But also is one of the most sinful society in the whole world.
同时，这个社会也是一个其中一个最罪恶的世界。
People are free to do anything.
因为我们在这个社会里面可以做任何的事情。
And it's legal.Legally speaking, it is lawful to do all the immoral things.
其实那些所有的罪恶事情，从法律的角度上来看，都是合法的。
For example, drugs.
比如说这个毒品。
Marijuana will be legalized very soon.
这个大麻将要被合法化了。
Because our prime minister, top agenda is going to do that.
因为我们的新的总理，他的首要任务就是要把这大麻合法化。
In this country, prostitution is free and fair and legal. You can buy it.
那在这个国家这个娼妓也是合法的，你可以随时可以得到。
Same sexual immorality is everywhere. Sexual immorality is everywhere.
这种这样子的性上的这种
淫乱，
淫乱到处都是。
You turn on the internet, turn on your iPad, your cell phone, everything you can see.
那你打开你的电脑、你的 iPad、你的手机都可以随时看得到。
It's just like quicksand sucking, devouring every person.
就好像这种淤泥很快的就把人拉入这个罪里面。
Nobody can save himself.
没有人可以自己救自己。
You can make determination, but by your own will, you will never get out.
你可以自己下定决心，很有意志力，可是你还是不能够跑出来的。
But unless you find the rock.
除非你找到磐石。
Our rock is our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的磐石就是我们的主耶稣基督。
Paul mentioned it in 1 Corinthians.
那保罗在哥林多前书这样子提到。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章。
First Corinthians chapter 10,
哥林多前书第十章
verse 1-4,
第一到第四节。
First Corinthians chapter 10:1-4,
哥林多前书第十章第一到第四节，第一节，弟兄们，我不愿意你们不晓得，我们的祖宗从前都在云下，都从海中经过。第二节，都在云里海里受洗，归了摩西。第三节。并且都吃了一样的灵食。
Verse four.
第四节也都喝了一样的灵水，所喝的是出于随着他们的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督。
Here Paul said, the spiritual rock is Lord Jesus Christ.
这里告诉我们，那属灵的磐石就是基督。
That rock followed the Israelites for 40 years.
那这个磐石一直的跟随着以色列人四十年。
Not only provide water,
不但只赐给他们水喝，
but provide protection.
也保护他们，
protect salvation, provide salvation.
也给他们救恩，
and satisfy their soul with the living water.
而且也提供这个水来让他们能够存活。
Today, brother and sister,
今天弟兄姐妹们，
you already have this rock.
你已经有了这个磐石，
but are you willing to go to it when you are in trouble?
可是当你遇到危难的时候，你是否愿意去到这个磐石那里去呢？
This rock is so higher than I.
因为这个磐石比我更高。
By yourself, you cannot solve your own problem.
因为靠着我们自己是不能够解决问题的。
It's a spiritual problem.
因为这些是属灵的问题。
Our problem is always a spiritual problem.
其实我们所遇到的问题都是属灵的问题。
It's not economic problem.
并不是经济问题。
It's not social problem.
也不是社会问题。
It's the problem of the heart.
是心灵上的问题。
So we need the rock that is higher than I.
所以我们需要这个比我们更高的磐石。
Secondly.
第二点，
the rock provide reliance.
这个磐石让我们可以得到依靠。
We can trust in the rock and rely on the rock.
我们可以相信这个磐石，依靠这个磐石。
Especially when you face trials.
尤其当你遇到这个试探的时候。
Let's turn to one example by David.
我们来看大卫的其中一个例子。
First Samuel chapter 30.
我们看撒母耳记上第三十章。
First Samuel chapter 30.
撒母耳记上三十章。
Let's read verse 6.
第六节。
Let's read 1 to 6.
对不起，一到六节。
First Samuel chapter 30, verse 1 to 6.
撒母耳记上第三十章第一到第六节。第一节，第三日，大卫和跟随他的人到了喜格拉，然后亚玛利人已经侵夺南地，攻破喜格拉，用火焚烧，掳了城内的妇女和其中的大小人口，却没有杀一个，都带着走了。第三节，大卫和跟随他的人到了那里，不料城已烧毁，他们的妻子儿女都被掳去了。第四节，大卫和跟随他的人就放声大哭，直哭到没力气。第五节，第五节，大卫的两个妻耶斯列人亚西卵和做过拿巴人妻的加密人亚比该也被掳去了。第六节，大卫审视焦急，应众人为自己的儿女苦恼，说要用石头打死他，大卫却依靠耶和华他的神，心里坚固。
Now Davidfaced the biggest one of the biggest crises in his life.
这里大卫面对其中一个他生命上一个最重要的危机。
After they come back from warfare,
他们打仗回来，
they find out that their army base, the family, were plundered.
他们发现他们这个基地已经被别人掳掠过了。
The Amalekites, they came and they plundered, they bring away all the possession and all the wives and the children.
那亚玛利人来焚烧城和掠夺了整个城。
Now, can you imagine yourself?
如果你是把自己放在那个情况下
，One day you come back from office.
有一天你从公司里面回来
，You find out you go to your house, you open the door.
你回到家里面打开门
，You don't have to open the door, the door is already open.
你不用打开门，因为门已经打开了。
Well, you will find out what happened, why nobody lock.
那你会觉得很奇怪，为什么这个门没锁呢
？And then you kind of open the door, you find out, wow, there's nothing inside.
那你打开门，你看到家里面什么东西都没有。
You only see the stove is still hot, but your wife is not there.
你看到这个炉还是开着，还是热的，可是你的妻子不在了。
You find out your children, they still open the homework, they're doing it, but the children is not there.
看到儿女他们的那些功课还摆在桌子上，可是人已经不见了。
How much shock that will face you?
那你会觉得你那种惊怕是多么的厉害。
David just was facing this kind of shock.
大卫就是遇见了这种这样子的惊怕。
He was very nervous, very anxious.
他当时非常的害怕，非常的焦虑。
He doesn't know what to do.
他不知道该怎么办。
And to make things worse,
情况更糟的是
，The people follow him, want to stone him.
那些跟随他的人却要拿石头来打他。
Because those people, they are not worthy people.
因为这些人都是。
不是什么好人呢？
都不是什么好人。
They are just a mob, or they are not educated. They are not really loyal.
那这些人都是一些乌合之众，他们也是没有忠心的人。
Because their wife, the children also were plundered, so they want to kill David.
因为他们自己的妻儿也被人掳去了，
wow.
所以他们也就要杀这个大卫了。
First of all, everybody cry.
一开始的时候，大家都是在那边哭泣。
Then everybody was angry.
然后每个人就开始发怒。
Maybe everybody have questions.
那每个人都会发问。
Why this happened to us?
为什么这事情发在我们身上
？But here said, even though David was anxious, but he trusts in the Lord.
这里告诉我们，虽然大卫他心里非常的焦虑，可是他却依靠神。
His heart was very steadfast.
他心里坚固。
Now, brother and sister, when things happen to us,
弟兄姐妹们，当事情发在我们身上的时候
，Usually we have faced a few stages.
通常我们都会经过几个阶段。
For example, when we were revealed we have health problems.
比如说，当我们一知道自己有这个健康问题的时候
，There's only a few months left, maybe.
很可能说我们只剩下几个月的命。
Maybe your business failure, you're going to bankrupt.
或者是你的生意失败，将要倒闭。
You're facing a depression or something. Your some of your members, family members have a very sick illness.
或者是因为家里人有人得了严重的病，所以你非常的忧郁。
First of all, shock.
第一件发生的事情就是你觉得很惊讶。
How can that happen?
为什么这事情会发生呢
？Secondly is denial.
第二就是就是否认。
You can't accept this is going to happen.
你不能够接受这事情会发生。
You don't think it is true.
就你不觉得这事情是真的。
You tell yourself, no, it's just a dream.
你会告诉自己说不是，这只是一场梦而已。
Thirdly,
第三
people will question.
你会开始。发出疑问
If this is true, why it is me?
你会说，如果是真的，为什么换在我身上
？Why I'm so unlucky?
为什么我这么的不幸运
？I believe in God. I go to church. I serve God.
我相信神的，我去教会，我是服侍神的。
Why God didn't protect me?
为什么神没有保护我
？So it's question.
你开始发出疑问。
But even though we go through all these stages,
虽然我们已经经过了这些所有的阶段
，just like David.
就好像大卫
，He go through all the stages.
他经过了这每个阶段。
But at the end, he decided I'm not going to ask questions.
那后来他就决定了，我不再问问题了。
I'm not going to ask why God allowed this to happen.
我不再发出疑问说，神啊，为什么这事情发生在我身上
？I just decided I want to trust in Him.
我已经决心我要信靠他。
So that's why he started to pray.
所以这个时候他开始祷告。
Through the priest, he asked, "What shall we do now?"
借着通过祭司，他要问。我现在要做什么
？He asked God, "Shall we go to pursue?"
他求问神，我们应当去追赶这些撒玛利亚。
He didn't ask God. He didn't ask the priest. Ask God, "Why happened to me like this?"
他没有叫这个祭司帮他问神为什么这事情发生。
But he asked God, "Why shall I go to pursue the enemy?"
他是向神求问神说，神啊，我可以去追赶敌人吗
？In this life, there are many questions.
在我们这。生命上，我们常常都遇到很多的疑问。
Nobody can provide you all the answer you want.
其实没有人可以为你所的疑问都提供答案。
Why this happened to me?
为什么这事情发生在我
身上 ？Why not happen to him? Why happen to me?
为什么没有在他身上发生，却在我身上发生
Asking why doesn't help anyone.
其实发出疑问也不无补于事。
Because God will not answer you why.
因为神不会回答你为什么。
Maybe in the future you will know why after all this happened.
很可能将来当这些事情过了以后，你会知道为什么。
But at that moment you have to trust the rock.
可是，在那个时候，你必须要信靠这个磐石。
You have to pray and what shall I do now? How can I overcome it?
要求告神，要知道我现在要。做什么？怎么样去胜过这个事情
？You have to ask God for strength.
我们要求神得着力量。
That is very important.
这是非常重要的。
There was a brother in Taiwan.
在台湾有一位弟兄。
About 20 years ago.
大约是二十年前。
He was a young man.
当时他是一个年轻人。
He worked as a firefighter.
他是一个消防员。
One night when he was on duty.
那有一天晚上在他当值的时候。
The bell rang.
那这个。钟声就响了。
Because somebody called 119 in Taiwan, equivalent to a 911.
因为有人打119，就是好像这里的911那样。
And then they received the information that they have to rush to a place nearby to fight a fire.
得到消息要跑到邻近的一个地方去救火。
And that place is a shop to sell the gas container, the gas place.
而这个地方呢，所卖的就是那些煤气。
瓦斯桶
啊，煤气桶。
So they rush there.
他们就跑到那个地方。
The fire already started.
跑到那个地方的时候，这火正在燃烧。
So he and his co-workers, some of them, used the hose to try to shoot water, try to contain the fire.
所以呢，他跟他的同事就拿起这个水喉，就是要灭火。
Wow! Suddenly there was a big explosion.
突然间有这个大爆炸。
He can feel the heat running toward his face.
他可以感受到那个。热量就是扑向他的身上。
And the force of the explosion was so high.
而且这个爆炸的力量是多么的大。
Bounced him to fall on the road.
把他弹到跌倒在地上。
And even his helmet was removed.
甚至他所戴的头盔也脱了出来。
At that time he felt his whole body was in pain.
他感觉到他全身都发痛。
He feels his whole body is in a very hot situation.
因为整个身体都非常的热。
He really wanted to jump into the water to try to contain the heat.
他真的很想跳到水里面，让这些热都能够消去。
Of course, he was deeply his whole body, all his hair, all the facial hair, all the area, most of the area was in burn.
那他整个身体大部分，他的头发还有整个其他部分都已经被烧了。
He was rushed to the hospital.
所以就赶紧被人送到医院去。
It's a very serious burn injury.
是一个非常严重的烧伤。
He and his few co-workers go to rush the hospital together.
他和几位同事都一起被送到这个医院。
When this brother, his wife, rushed the hospital to see him.
那这位弟兄的妻子就赶紧跑到医院去探访他。
And the wife saw him. She cannot recognize her husband.
那当这个做太太的看到丈夫都不能够认出是他。
They were only married for 4 months.
他们已经结婚了才四个月。
But now she cannot recognize her own husband.
可是现在她已经认不出自己的丈夫了。
Face, the whole head is swollen.
因为她整个脸都肿起来。
All bound up.
都绑着这个绷带。
The wife was very, 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 very anxious.
所以呢，这个妻子呢，她非常的焦虑。
But in this kind of trials,
在这种这样子的情况下
，the wife has faith on God.
那这位做妻子的对神有信心。
The wife told the husband.
所以她对她的丈夫说
，My loved.
她说，亲爱的
，No matter what happened to you,
无论你身上发生什么事
，No matter how you look like in the future,
无论将来你的样子变成如何
，I will love you.
我还是会爱你。
I will tell the whole church.To pray for you.
我会要求整个教会为你祷告。
You will get well.
你一定会好起来的。
Everybody is praying for you.
所以每个人都会为你祷告。
You have to be strong.
你自己必须要坚强。
You have to trust in God.
你要信靠神。
When you feel pain in your body, you pray hallelujah in your heart.
当你身上感到疼痛的时候，你心里面要求神，要讲 hallelujah.
So the wife trusts in the rock and Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这个做妻子的，她信靠磐石，信靠耶稣。
Because of this encouragement,The husband have will to fight for his life.
因为他得到妻子的鼓励，所以他就有这个意志力要去面对。
The wife every day come to visit him and take care of him.
那这个做妻子的每天都到医院去看他，来 服侍他。
And then there are two colleagues go with the hospital with him.
还有另外两位跟他一起被送进去医院的同事。
One colleague died after 9 days.
那九天以后，其中一位同事离世。
Because of the wounds too much.
因为所受的伤实在是太严重了。
The second colleague was not that seriously burned.
还有另一位同事虽然所受的烧伤没有那么的严重。
But still.She's quite to some degree is very his face is disfigured already.
那在某个程度上他的容貌已经被毁了。
He's not a Christian.
他不是一位基督徒。
His wife is not a Christian.
他的妻子也不是一位基督徒。
The wife only came to visit him once.
那做妻子的只是来探望他一次而已。
Wow. And then when the wife came, wow, the wife cried so much.
当那个妻子来到看到他的那个同事的时候，就放声大哭。
I cried, wow, how are you look like this now?
那放声大哭说，为什么你变成这个样子
？What happened to me in the future?
那你变成这个样子以后我怎么办呢
？Who will take care of me?
谁会照顾我
？Who will take care of the children?
谁会照顾我们的孩子呢
？Wow, that woman is terrible.
那个女人实在是太放声大哭很厉害。
She only came once.
她只是来一次。
Second day, third day, fourth day, disappear.
第四天第三天第四天都没有再来。
And later the husband find out.
后来这个丈夫发现。
The wife grabbed every gold and silver, all the money, all the account book, run away.
那个做妻子的拿了所有的金银财宝和有这个银行存折都逃跑了。
When that colleague, that firefighter knew about that.
当 这位同事知道这件事情以后。
Even though he was still staying in the hospital, he hanged himself.
虽然他还是留在医院可是他后来就是自杀了
，because he didn't feel the love，
因为他发现没有爱
，he felt hopeless，
他发现没有希望
，but for our brother，
可是我们的弟兄呢
，because their family trust in the law，
因为他的家庭信靠神
，because his wife trust in God，
因为他的妻子信靠神
，he trust in God，
他自己也信靠神
，everybody pray for them，
每一个人为他祷告
，and then getting well better and better each day，
他每天慢慢的康复
，after some months。
那过了几个月
when they remove the bandage and they check out the skin
当他们把这个带拿走
and the old,
然后看到他的皮肤
the old skin fall off right
那当然这些旧的皮脱落
because usually after you burn even though you're healed you have scar you look like a monster
通常呢我们遇到这样子的伤呢即使是好起来我们的也会毁容
or some skin will just pop up right, you're just like everywhere is not smooth
很可能这个脸呢已经不再光滑了
but when miraculous things happen
可是有这个奇妙的事情发生
when all the wounds are trying to heal itself when they remove all the old skin well, suddenly the skin becomes so smooth
当这些皮脱落然后慢慢康复的时候他的脸部的皮变得那么的光滑。
Wow, the wife said, you know, now you look even handsome, more handsome than before.
那他妻子说，现在你比以前更加英俊了。
Because in the past, he's more like suntan, his skin is darker.
因为以前呢，他是比较皮肤比较黑的。
And now with the new skin, it's like lighter.
可是现在因为有新的这个皮，现在变得更加白了。
So、he was totally recovered.
他完全的康复。
When he tell people that this testimony that he was seriously burned before.
他告诉别人说，以前曾经受过这个非常严重的烧伤的时候。
It's unbelievable. How can you suffer this burn with no scar?
那很多人都很难相信，为什么你却能够康复到完全没有看到有疤痕
？He says because of God.
他说因为是有神。
It's a miracle.
这是一个神迹。
Trust in the Lord.
只要信靠神。
That's why his whole family serve God and love God so much after this incident.
所以。过了这个事情以后，他整个家庭更加的信靠神，更加的来教会服侍神、爱神。
So in our church, there are many, many miracles.
其实，在我们教会里面有很多这种神迹奇事。
Many people receive God's grace.
很多人得到神的恩典。
Yes, maybe today you are facing some situation.
今天你可能正在遇上某个状况。
Just like David, he suddenly seems to lose everything.
就好像大卫，他忽然间变成一无所有。
He lost his wife, he lost his children.
他失去了妻子，失去了儿女。
But He knows that he still has God.
可是他知道他还是有神。
When he has God, he has someone to rely on.
因为有神就有依靠。
And then he will never be afraid.
就不会害怕。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 28.
我们看以赛亚书第28章。
Isaiah chapter 28 verse 16.
以赛亚书第28章。
16.
第十六节。
Isaiah chapter 28 verse 16.
以赛亚书28章第十六节。十六节。所以主耶和华如此说：看啊，我在锡安放一块石头作为根基， 是试炼过的石头，是稳固根基宝贵的房角石，信靠的人必不着急。
Here said the God, the Lord God has laid a rock on Zion.
这里说神在锡安放一块石头。
This rock is tested.
这个石头是被试验过。
Who is this rock?
那这个石头是谁呢？
It's Lord Jesus Christ.
就是耶稣基督。
He has been tested.
因为他已经被试验过了。
When he came to this world, he was tested.
因为当他来到世上，他就是被试验过。
He was tempted by the devil, but he overcame sins and temptation.
他被撒旦所试探，而且他也胜过了这些罪和试探。
People put him on the cross, he died, but he resurrected.
人把他钉在十字架上，他死去，可是他却复活了。
He faced trial and tribulation, but he never gave up, and he completed his task of the Heavenly Father.
他遇到试炼和逼迫，可是他完成他的工作，而且没有放弃。
He is the solid rock has been tested.
他就是那已经被试验过的磐石。
So, brother and sister, no matter what you're going through right now,
所以弟兄姐妹们，无论今天你经历了什么事情
，The Lord has already gone through this.
其实神已经经过主已经经过这一切了。
He can be your foundation.
他可以成为你的根基。
Here, the most wonderful thing is at the last sentence, right? Those who trust in Him will never feel anxious, or you will not feel urgent.
这里最后一句话是值得我们去依靠的，就是说信靠的人必不着急。
If you have the Lord Jesus Christ,
如果你有耶稣基督，
you will never feel anxious anymore.
你是不会再着急的。
Even the heaven seems to collapse,
虽然天快要塌下来，
you have Jesus Christ the rock.
因为你有耶稣基督这块磐石，
you will not feel anxious.
你是不用着急的。
And of course, this rock is also referred to the truth.
当然，这个磐石也可以说是真理。
Zion means the church, the true church of God.
西安就是教会，就是神的真教会。
How can we know that Zion can always stand firm?
为什么我们知道西安永远都能够站立得稳呢？
How can we know the true church is chosen by God?
我们如何知道这个真教会是神所拣选的呢？
Because it has the truth.
因为它有真理。
For the past week, if you are following the Bible reading schedule,
如果在过去一个星期你有根据这个读经进度的话，
I come to evening service Wednesday, Friday, or even this morning prayer. We're talking about 1st and 2nd John and 3rd John.
那如果你有来参加这个晚间聚会，所有的晚间聚会和今天早上的早祷会，你知道我们都在谈这个约翰一书和二书。
The key point is the truth.
那主题就是真理。
When you're talking about love, the love has to be built on the truth.
当我们谈爱的时候，这个爱要建立在真理之上。
Because in this world, people have so many wrong definitions of love.
因为在这个世上，人对于爱有很多错误的解释。
They have good feeling to each other. They think it's love.
他们彼此有这个良好的感觉，他们就认为这是爱。
They think friendship is love.
他们认为友情就是爱。
They think that whatever I want to do, I do it is love.
他们认为只要我要做什么，我去做，这就是爱。
Even extramarital affair, they say it's love affair.
甚至这个婚外情，他们也认为是爱情。
Homosexual marriage, they say, oh, it's because of love.
即使是这种同性恋的。这种爱他们也说是爱。
But actually love have to build on truth.
其实爱是要建在真理之上。
If you have no truth, this is not true love.
那如果没有真理，这种爱就不是真爱。
So the church is Mount Zion.
所以教会就是锡安山。
The church must have complete truth of salvation.
因为这个教会要有这个得救的全备福音。
If you go to find a church to be saved, you have to look at the truth, not only look at how well people treat each other only.
如果我们要找一间教会，我们不能够只单看教会里面的人怎么彼此的对待，那么好的对待，我们也要看他的真理。
I go to the church because this church has truth of salvation.
我来到这个教会，因为教会有这个得救的真理。
And from that we build love.
从真理上我们再建立爱。
This is the rock, the true rock.
这就是真磐石。
Because the true rock is the rock of truth and salvation.
因为这个磐石就是这个真理和救恩的磐石。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3.
我们看提摩太前书第三章。
Verse 15.
第十五节。
1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
提摩太前书三章十五节。
1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
提摩太前书第三章十五节。十五节。倘若我单言热酒，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
This brings us the third point about this rock.
这告诉我们关于这个磐石的第三点。
The rock is the truth and give us direction.
因为这个真理，这个对不起，这个磐石是真理，可以给方向我们。
Just like Paul told Timothy.
就好像保罗告诉提摩太。
Even if I delay to coming to you.
倘若我单言来到你那边去
，Even I'm not here to tell you what to do.
虽然我不能够在你面前告诉你该怎么办
，But you know the truth.
可是你已经知道真理了。
You know the Bible.
你知道圣经了。
If you know the truth, you know how to do it, how to lead the church.
你既然知道真理，你就懂得如何带领教会。
You know the direction.
你也懂得是什么要当走怎么样的方向。
But if you don't know the truth,
如果你不知道真理
，You know the knowledge of this world. There's no use.
如果只知道这世界上的知识，这是没有用的。
Nowadays people are educated.
现在很多人都已经受了很多教育。
People have internet.
有些人很多人都有了这个网际网路。
Everybody can go to the online and ask Google, ask Wikipedia, right? What is everything? Everything got an explanation.
因为每个人都懂得在。上网去查 Google 去查这个 Wikipedia 来看
and
提问很多问题
and everybody especially young generation is so educated
尤其现在的年轻人都受到很高的教育
and sometimes we want to bring the knowledge of the world to try to lead the church or manage the church
很多时候他们都很想就是把外面所学习的这些知识拿进教会里面来带领教会
well sometimes it can be used
当然有时候是可以用得到的
But actually we have to be very careful
可是我们却要很小心去运用
If you want to know what to do
如果你真想知道当怎么样行
You have to go back to the Bible
都必须要回归圣经
Just like if you are lost in the wilderness
就好像我们如果在荒野上迷路
No, everywhere look the same
因为你东张西望都看起来是一样的
But what should you do?
那你应当做什么
Climb up to the rock
就要爬到这个磐石上
You see more far
能够看得更远
You know where you should be going.
然后就知道自己该走哪一个方向
So this direction is very important.
所以这个方向是非常的重要
So next time if your life, if you think you're losing direction.
如果下一次如果在生命上如果我们说我们已经失去方向的
时候 Or in the church, when we have tried to do holy work, we want direction.
或者在教会里面我们做圣工我们说要知道朝哪一个方向去做
We have to come back to study the word of God.
我们都必须要回归圣经查考圣经
Your family, if you want direction.
如果你的家庭需要方向
If your marriage, you need direction.
如果你的婚姻需要方向
You have to come back to the word of God.
我们要回归圣经回归到神的道理
We already have the rock that is higher than I.
因为我们已经有那比我更高的磐石
But the question is, are you willing to go there?
可是问题是你愿意靠近磐石吗
Are you willing to humble yourself and admit that I cannot do anything? I must climb to that rock.
你愿意谦卑自己来爬上这个磐石上去吗
Let's sing him.
我们再唱诗
Three.
Three ninety five. 395首
395